Autumn Maze, a Scobie Malone novel by John Cleary, narrated by Sean Grindel. To Larry Hughes, a deck chair chum from the Titanic. Chapter 1. The headline next day said, "Death by Defenestration." It was written by a veteran sub-editor who had cut his teeth on alliteration. An old tabloid habit. Strictly speaking, however, Robert Sweden did not die by defenestration, a custom made popular by Italians in the early 17th century. Though there was an open window nearby, he was tossed off a balcony. Whatever the exit, the effect would have been the same. A fall from 20 stories up, though the quickest, is not the best way of reaching the ground. Rob Sweden was charming, seemingly generous and gregarious. On the surface, he had everything that was needed to hide the fact that, underneath, he was an unmitigated jerk, a son of a bitch, and a scoundrel. Only a few people, however, knew this about him, including, presumably, the person who killed him. His watch, an expensive item that gave the date as well as the hour, and was guaranteed to function at 40 fathoms, a comfort to drowning swimmers still concerned about punctuality, was smashed to smithereens when he landed. His time of arrival, 9:27 p.m., was given to the police by a passing taxi driver, cruising for a fare, though not from above. 2. At 1:05 a.m., the same night, the duty mortuary assistant at the city morgue was in the body storage room.